Probably while you were asleep, our Shelby County Commission was voting on whether they were going to raise your taxes by a whopping $50 so you could help fund Mayor Lee Harris's projects around town. A lot of us were asleep. Our next guest was not. He was covering it all evening long, and that is political contributor Jordan Carpenter, good friend of the show. Good morning, Jordan. How are you doing? I'm sure tired.
Good morning. You know, I'm actually on vacation this week and didn't expect that the meeting would run too long. But you know what? It's something that I'm interested in. It matters to a lot of people. It matters to me, to my family. And so thankfully, we have some pretty good reporters here in Memphis who kept us updated on Twitter. And I was thankful for the information.
So break down how the vote split. I know it ultimately failed, which is good news for taxpayers in Shelby County.
Ben, it failed twice in one night, which is that's a bad night for most of us, right? If you have to fail twice in one night. So listen, I'll reset it. Before the meeting, the lines were drawn pretty clearly, and we knew there were a handful of yes votes, there were a handful of no votes. We needed to get to five no votes to reject a new tax. It takes a two-thirds majority for the law to pass, three-fourths majority, sorry. And so they needed nine yes votes on the new tax. We needed five no votes to beat it back. And like I said, we knew there were three Democrats and one Republican who were firm no's. Mick Wright had said on your show that he would vote no. That would have been a fifth no vote. But I know Mick Wright, Commissioner Mick Wright, was in negotiations with the mayor's office. He's trying to get it to work. He had thought about, well, if we had put in some of these triggers, maybe a sunset provision, maybe raise the stakes a little bit to make sure that we could get the funding for Region 1 health, but not ruin our economy or make taxes punitive in Shelby County. And so the battle lines had been drawn, and they debated for hours and hours and hours. But, you know, it finally failed 7-6. So we actually got Commissioner David Bradford on board as well. So we had three out of four Republicans who voted no, three Democrats who voted no. So strong bipartisan rejection of doubling of the wheel tax in Shelby County. And then a few hours later, I thought it was all done. And a few hours later, Commissioner Bradford moved to reconsider the motion, which is something you can do.
The Republican Commissioner.
Correct. Republican David Bradford moved to reconsider, which is something you can do if the meeting hasn't been adjourned and one of the commissioner wants to switch votes. Thankfully, we held firm. And so the vote moved 8-5. And by one vote, we turned back doubling of the wheel tax, which is an albatross around the neck of every Shelby County taxpayer already.
So, Jordan, I want to go back, and again, Mick Wright, and we asked the question. We just wanted to get him on the record. He said he was a no vote, and again, how did he vote?
He voted no twice, and I would like to say that media's job, I think, in the truest sense, is to ask tough questions to elected officials, and I think that Mick having to stake out a position and defend it intellectually, philosophically, helped a lot. And so I appreciate y'all asking the tough questions, inviting people on from both parties and all sides and saying, where do you stand on this issue and what are you going to do about it?
You know, the thing that really gets me here is this is not the first time they've had a meeting that has gone into the wee hours. And I'm wondering, maybe they need to start reconsidering their meeting or how they structure these meetings, because you and I both know, Jordan, and Ben does as well, a lot of bad stuff happens in politics after hours.
It's not only that it's after hours, but it's hard. It's very difficult for the average person in Shelby County to pay attention to what's going on at the commission. And when they start 3 o'clock on Monday afternoon and the real business, I mean, they kind of deal with perfunctory business and some declarations and some, you know, feel good acclamations for a few hours, and they don't really get to the meat of what they're there for, you know, until 7-8 o'clock sometimes at night. And I don't think that serves the voting public very well. So yeah, I'd be very much in favor of them moving the times, but who knows? It's supposed to be a part-time job.
Yeah. Well, I want to get your reaction to the mayor following the vote. He wasn't too discouraged. He's pretty hopeful, which is concerning to me because it wouldn't take a lot of negotiating with some of these commissioners to get them on board to fund these projects. Take a listen to this.
It's something we can do something about. It's something we don't have to kick the can down the road, but it has been kicked down the road for many, many years. And, the county commission may be kicking it down the road again today. But, let's just keep our fingers crossed and, let's just hope that, these kids and these communities get the resources they deserve.
So the Shelby County commissioners, once again, kicking it down the road will basically not give the kids around town what they need, apparently, is his logic.
Imagine the hubris it requires for a mayor in his fifth year in office to claim that other people are kicking a can down the road. We have deferred maintenance and repairs and all of this for Regional One Health, formerly known as the Med, for three decades. So, to say, look, this is a moral imperative. You must do it now. It is our constitutional duty. Our charter requires it. Okay, well, come to us with a plan that doesn't require you to use the administrative get-out-of-jail-free card that is the wheel tax, right? How about you go before the voters and say, look, we're going to have to bite the bullet on this. We're going to raise your property tax, and it's worth it, and I'll be accountable to it, and you can vote for me or against me next time based on it. It takes a lot of hubris to say, we have to do this now because we're not actually funding Regional One. The vote last night would have funded Regional One, sure, but it was really funding Lee Harris's political career and what he wants to do next. And he wants a notch in his belt to say, I did this. I pushed this through. And the voters have been sold, well, if we double the wheel tax, that's the responsible thing to do to fund the hospital. It's not responsible. It's sloppy government, and it needs to be rejected. I'm glad it was.
By the way, Jordan and folks, we have Jordan Carpenter on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line this morning. The soft opening of the satellite office for the Shelby County Clerk opens today on Riverdale Road. This was supposed to have been opened, at the end of 2022, and now apparently today they're ready to give this a shot.
Yeah, and by the way, if we'd had doubled the wheel tax, that's the office that would have been collecting it. I mean, the whole thing is a farce. Wanda Halbert has failed us at every level. The fact that she was reelected last year is very disheartening and shows that Democrats have a stranglehold on our county politics. But thankfully, there's bipartisan support to make sure that she's held accountable. And I would encourage everyone listening, please, please complain about Wanda Halbert. Don't make stuff up. Just tell them about your experiences. And hopefully this soft opening helps a little bit. But come on, why is it a soft opening? You have funding. You have a facility. Let's go do the job that the voters hired you to do.
Well, what really gets me here, Jordan, is we're getting reports that people are now being pulled over in Shelby County for having an expired tag. And the fact of the matter is most of these people have actually gone out there and have paid for their tags, and they haven't received the tags in the mail. And it's really ironic that you're allowed to drive 120 miles an hour on I-240. That's okay. You can twerk on a police car. You can actually do donuts in front of a police car. But if you don't have your tag up to date, they're going to pull you over.
In fact, you can have a drag show in front of a six-year-old, but don't you dare drive with an expired tag that you've already applied to renew.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. Well, there you go. Jordan, always appreciate your great work. And I can't believe you're doing this on vacation, man.
Hey, the grind never stops.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good stuff.
We could have had him on the county commission, by the way.
I know. And it was so close. And go figure, the one person who sided with the Democrats, the Republican, was his opponent. It's a shame.
And just a word of advice for Mr. Bradford, and this is just SOP if you're a Republican, you're never in favor of tax increases. Just want to throw that out there.
And for Brandon Morrison, who voted for it. All right, Jordan, we appreciate you joining us, and we'll catch up with you when you get back from vacation.
Thanks, guys.